park, so I like it.
Hi guys, welcome back. As you can hear from the intro, if you're under the age of 18, stop listening. Go find something else to do. This is the Kinky Pineapple Podcast. I am the Swinger's wife, and this is
Mr. Swinger.
Sorry that we have been gone so long. I think it's been about a year hiatus. We've been kind of busy living.
Yeah, we came to Vegas for this lifestyle, and we're definitely buried in it, I guess. Buried in orgies.
We've just been really, really busy, and the podcast has been kind of put on the back burner, and we apologize. We will try to prioritize it a little bit better.
So we always like to say that all these people that do podcasts for lifestyles, they do it as a show or as, I don't know. And we are just bringing our experiences to you versus trying to create experiences for a podcast.
I don't have the imagination for that anyways.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely podcasters we know personally, and we know for a fact that you're not swingers. We're not going to talk about anybody in particular, but we have never met anybody that's podcasting lifestyle stuff that's actually... like, their life is lifestyle. Their life is podcast with a hint of lifestyle.
Pretty much.
So, we are, like, 100% lifestyle with, like, 2% podcast.
Maybe. we keep stopping. Sorry.
Yeah, because our goal in this is to have fun and play. And obviously, if we're doing that, there's not a microphone in front of us.
That would be an interesting thing if we had somebody just walk around and follow us. Y'all would see here a lot.
A TV show. I don't think it wouldn't be an hour episode every week. It'd be like 3 hour episode at least.
Honestly. But we'll try to slow down just enough so you guys can catch up and keep up.
We figure that Sundays, but maybe Mondays, we'll release it, because when we go out of town, we travel on Sunday a lot. And I think that's kind of what happened. We were trying to do Sundays, as mainly because Swinger's wife doesn't remember a lot past Friday and Saturday. So we record Sunday to help keep it more fresh. But if we're traveling back from whatever we're at, then we're tired, and then we get back, and then we didn't have it on the schedule Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know. And then we're like, well, next week, and pretty much next week is now next year.
Literally.
So and we have more obligations currently than we did before.
Balancing a lot of stuff.
So the last... year, we have changed dramatically.
Dramatically or drastically?
I don't know.
A lot.
Same.
Same concept.
So, tell them some stuff.
I can't recall, but I feel like in our last episodes, we were talking about a couple of things that I was starting. We had started accepting some more solo males. Originally, we weren't playing very much with solo men. We had always been couple swaps and cupcakes.
Unicorns.
Or solo women, or unicorns, solo women. I call them cupcakes. And so over the last year, I have very much been doing gangbangs. We've done some traveling with the gangbangs, such as Phoenix, LA, Pasco, Washington. Any more than that, I can't recall off the top of my head, so I'm going to need my planner.
Vegas.
Oh my God, I live here. Vegas, and it's been a wild ride. It really has.
How many rides did you do?
A lot. And it's been cool because I've been really getting to dive deeper into this cum fetish that I do have, because I am pretty cum slut, I guess. But originally it was always like with cupcakes, or when we were with couples, like I like eating out the cream pie, and now I've been getting a lot more facials, which is kind of awesome. So if you guys are following like on my adult social medias, you've been seeing a lot of that last year.
So primarily is loyal fans, FetLife for the most part.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
We do have like a private Telegram group we made and a private Discord group. Obviously, to reach out to us somehow if you want access to those, or
basically
So I guess let's go back a little bit. When I first got here, there was a guy that did game bangs in Vegas. And maybe a year, year and a half ago, he slowed down a lot. Like, we were doing probably one or two a month with him. Not we, as in me and Swingers, right? But me and the, some other guys. He would be like, hey, Mr. Swinger, are you ready? I'm like, I'm fucking always ready. Except last week. Last week I wasn't ready, but not yet.
We'll talk about that.
Keep that on the down low for a couple minutes. I don't know what happened, but he kind of fell off. He never said, like, hey, I'm not doing them. But he stopped doing play parties, which we actually modeled some of our parties after. He stopped doing game bangs. He stopped. I don't know. They just stopped. I kind of filled the void a little bit slowly. And then now, like, I'm the guy in Vegas. If you want a game bang in Vegas, Mr. Springer's doing it for you almost 100%. So if you...
Everybody will suggest him to. Yeah. Like, just talk to Mr. Springer.
I'm now the guy to host a game bang in Vegas. I have a private group through Discord that has 650 guys in it. So you want black, brown, white, long, short, old, you know, not too young, but, you know, like 20s, whatever. But
for them cougars.
Yeah, so we definitely, like, picked that ball up. This week alone, there's three, maybe four. I don't know, in the six days.
We actually have one today.
We had four in a row last, like a month ago. I had, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It was freaking crazy.
Sounds exhausting.
Well, it was different ladies and different guys too, because there's so many guys that
I meant for you.
Oh no, I did every single one of them. Because that's my name.
That's my name.
So we picked that ball up, and part of it was because we did. I did the Swinger's wife's first game bang. This guy wanted to do it, and she basically was like, "Nah, I because the way he did it, we didn't really care for." So we did it our way. Whenever it happened.
It's really hard for me to explain, but I have like immense amount of trust in Mr. Swinger. So when other people want to offer to do things for me, I have a lot of really, really high standards that Mr. Swinger has already set in our relationship, our lifestyle, that he already presents to me. So every time somebody else wants to show me something, it's never up to par. So I'm really, that's like one of the biggest reasons I've been super hesitant about anything with other hosts.
Yeah, I could see. And then the girl, whoever it is, usually they're solo women, and not always, but sometimes couples, but they'll come into Vegas and they're like, I need somebody to host a game bang for me. And of course, it's easier to trust one guy in his judgment versus 5 or 10 dudes that no one's ever met before. And so that's kind of why the game bang host works in Vegas, is because a lot of people come for this and they can find somebody and everybody says, hey, this is the guy. And so they reach out to me. They already have a little bit of trust. And then we chat and talk. And then they're like, we build that bond a little bit. So then they tell me what they want out of their event. And I tell them, yes, I can do this or no. Like, and sometimes it's no, because I've had a lot of bi and gay dudes. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to make a game bang for you, guy. This is not... Game bangs are straight dudes fucking with ladies.
Are you guys? You're just going to have to pick that up, ball up yourself.
Sometimes they want something super specific. They're like, I want 10 dudes that are all black with 10-inch cocks. I'm like, well, I'll tell you, it's not me. Because I have 600 dudes and two of them got that.
Two of them got
that. I don't know if they're free yet. But anyways, if you do want one, you can find out. It's easier through FetLife to start that arrangement process. And then I kind of move it away from FetLife, but so you did, like, tell us about your first, I mean, you remember your first game? It was like 18 dudes came over. I think we had that at the house too. We did it right here. I think like 18 people came. Was it just you, or is it with the other
shit?
We did one a month for like six months.
As for it being like me trying to remember my actual first game thing,
You can't remember the first time you had sex?
No.
Nor the first time you had sex with 15 dudes?
Nah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. And I feel so bad because it takes me a while. Like he was saying, I've been doing them like one... I was doing them for like once a month. And it's taken me like almost at least majority of the year to start remembering the regulars. And I still don't know most of their names.
Yeah. I don't know their names either.
Sorry, guys, if you're listening to this, it's nothing against you. But I'm not gonna be able to remember the first one at all. I do remember I was super nervous, and I cannot remember if there's somebody else with me.
I'm pretty sure it was just you and 18 dudes, like if I remember rightly.
Maybe.
And then later on, there was a girl's like, "Oh, you do those?" And she was like fucking Nympho from.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so we did like four in a row with her, and then she kind of pulled away because she got a boyfriend, and that shit happened.
Yeah, that kind of happens sometimes.
The boyfriend's like, "No, I don't want you to get ran through once a month."
I don't even think he knows, to be fair.
Yeah. She kind of keep that on the down low, a little nymphomania.
She's like, "I don't need people knowing that I'm a nympho."
And I don't know, we might have talked about the game bang on one of the podcasts. This might be like old news, but
I don't know.
I'm not sure. We didn't go listen to our fucking podcast before. We're like, where do we pick like up from?
We should have.
I don't got time for that shit.
I know.
So, let's see. What else is new?
Great question. I can't recall much new. I know I have another actual gangbang coming up in a couple of days out in Pasco, Washington.
Well, that's be a rich son, but close enough.
Whatever. Tri-Cities, Washington. And I know a lot of listeners are from Washington, and I told all y'all that I wasn't going to be there. But guess what? Surprise!
So we're having a smaller play party the next day. We go every 3 months to Washington, about approximately, and then we usually do an event there, or two. Actually, the last two times we did a game bang there. The first one was really big, like 12, 13 dudes, and why? Because everyone's like, "Oh, wait, I can fuck her now?" Because before, like, the solo guy, that's actually kind of what happened with the solo. Like, fine, you really want to fuck her? Like, this is what you can do. Like, there's a game bang, there's a door fee. And, like, you can satisfy those urges you've had for 5 fucking years, like, watching and listening. And
basically.
And so now, like, obviously the very first one was really, really big because everyone's like, "Oh, yeah, I've been waiting for this."
Oh, my gosh. I just realized what the first one was.
Oh, yeah?
It was an event, the charity event.
No, you think so? No, yeah. It wasn't. No,
it wasn't.
It was not.
It wasn't the charity one, but it was with a bunch of girls because I specifically remember a girl getting mad that everybody came to see.
Yeah, so we did one with 6 girls. You were just one of them, but it wasn't real.
Yeah, but that was the first same. One I did.
Yeah, it was not the first one.
I feel like
that's like saying that's the first. That was like an orgy more than there's 6 fucking girls.
I don't know.
You had your own one.
Like all by myself? Yeah, I don't remember that shit.
So.
Sorry. ADHD kicked in right there.
We've had, and that's, I think that's the difference going back to like that other guy that did game banks. He never did more than one girl. I have had several. In fact, it's kind of rare if it's only one girl.
Yeah.
Usually it's 2 or 3. I've had 6 girls. The last one we did in Vegas was 5 girls and 35 dudes.
That was a lot.
It was in a 1,500 square foot suite on the strip.
That's fun.
So this is not, and that's why people, and it was really, really fun. It was a really chill atmosphere. People came to like, they actually had fun versus like some game bangs. You just come in, shoot, go home. And it's not what we do. We want it to be like a whole experience versus.
Yeah. Even the guys are like, not just like running away. They hang out. We all socialize. We all drink. We all.
It was like 4-hour one.
Dude, it was a lot. I was so tired.
We do pool parties in the summer. I have another
one.
Oh,
that is new.
The 26th.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did one last month. It was, luckily, it's been cold in Vegas, kind of.
Which is dumb.
For May, it's kind of chilly. And more chilly with wind. Like, it's windy, so it's chilly. I don't know. 80 here is not that warm.
Not warm enough, at least. Unless we're acclimating way too fast. I don't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 90s this week, so we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what else is new. We've got different jobs. Like, we're not self-employed per se anymore. And that's kind of a lot of our time went to that way, too. Because I'm not stopping fucking people.
Nah.
I don't care what job I have.
Yeah. Another new thing is Mr. Swinger has picked up a new hobby.
Okay, what is that?
Tattooing.
Oh, I was like, what did I pick up?
What did I pick up?
I haven't tattooed anybody yet, so I don't know if I have a hobby yet.
I
have a whole bunch of shit, though. I can.
right? He's been practicing at home. We're looking for a local artist that wants to help him with an apprenticeship. So if y'all know anybody,
you know what's funny? Because the apprenticeship thing, they're like, well, I don't want, like, who are you? I'm like, dude, I will bring in, like, fucking mad people in here. But you know what? Don't worry about it. I'll go somewhere else. Like,
basically.
I probably have more, I have more fans in Vegas than tattoo artists have fans. That's for sure. And I could just see the people coming just to get a tattoo. They're like, no, let's just bring your tattoo this shit on me.
I think it would be kind of funny if you had, like, a specific, like, trademark so that people that, like, had an event with you or something, they can get something that they that they possibly wanted.
Yeah, like, I don't,
well, that would be an interesting idea.
Still new. It's harder to tattoo in Vegas because you have to have an apprenticeship for 6 months to get your own place. And I wouldn't stop my job for it, but I would definitely do it on the side to, for, I don't even really want to do it for money. I want to just do it for fun. Especially in the beginning. Like, if I get really good, then yeah, maybe I'm charging you guys, but.
Maybe I'm charging you
guys. The guys, not the girls. The girls, we have other ways to, I like to help my female friends out.
Didn't.
I don't want to work on cars, but I'll work on your body a little bit.
Oh my lands.
So, I'm not a doctor. I can't do that side. I have to do that a different way.
Wow.
A lot of different things. Like, it's like, I don't even know what to talk about because there's so many different things in the last year that we did.
I'm even just trying to think.
I'm doing stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah. See, he's
every being, Wednesday.
You literally are just an Energizer bunny. Just like trying to explain you in general is exhausting.
So keep up with this. We get up at 5:30 every day.
Yeah.
And some days we went to bed at 3 a.m. yesterday.
We did.
We did get up at like 9 today. We slept in a little, but not really because it just, we slept 6 hours.
I'm still very tired.
But it was 9.
I want to go take a nap.
We looked at the lights. Like, everybody got to see the lights, I hope, because it went all the way to fucking Mexico, I swear.
So he's talking about the northern lights. The date is currently May 12th.
Yeah, it was the 10th. The 10th was the brightest. I know y'all seen them on Facebook. Like, I know everybody knows, like, if you didn't see them, you're like, fuck, I missed out. Or it was cloudy or some stupid shit. Because they've seen them all the way to Florida.
Right.
We've seen them in Vegas.
Yeah, we did. It was super cool. Not in town, because obviously light pollution. We have pictures of that. We should post those parts so you can see the light pollution of Las Vegas.
Dude, it looks like a fucking sunrise.
It does. It's wild.
There's a lot of light in Vegas. And I was even there. So, we do, like, the gangbang theaters. Well, not the gangbang theaters. Like, adult the adult theaters.
We've gone there a couple times. I went and did, like, a fan event.
You're like, meet the swinger's wife.
Yeah,
fuck
basically.
Her, come on her.
Fuck blah, blah, blah. Fuck me. Come on me. There was a good chunk of dudes that came on me.
Dude, somebody got... I had come in...
What?
Okay. I forgot. I just remember this. It's been, like, 2 months, but... The first facial she got was from one of our friends. Luckily, I knew we had just tested because we were testing on the same timeline. And so after it comes in your face, it kind of got in your hair and shit. And I was like trying to talk to you. And
oh, yeah.
Comb was getting like in my face and like on my cheek. And I was like, what the f-? I'm like, God damn it already. Like, I did not want comb on my face. There's a lot of guys not laughing right now, okay? All the girls are like, oh, how do you like that shit?
That's great.
It wasn't in my eye, so don't worry. I didn't get none of my eye.
I carry eye drops because of how much I like
face. I carry a face shield.
Those COVID ones?
Dude, I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? I couldn't, like, break form. Like, this is me just swing your eye. I can't be, like, freaked out and run outside and shit.
This is great. I'm so sorry.
It was worse than getting, like, splattered on, like, an accident. Because I was, like, leaning in to talk to you. And then I'm like, why is my cheek wet? Oh, my God. And I'm, like, smelling it. I'm like, oh.
I can't breathe.
That wasn't even the worst part, though.
I hate my face.
I'm going to plug somebody. Samantha Extreme. Remember her?
Yeah. I was actually just seeing her on
film. So I've been filming for other talent. So she is a talent that came to Vegas and was like, hey, I want to do some shit. I'm like, I got you. We did a bukkake scene where a few people fucked her, but primarily she sucked dick, got come on her face. So I fucked her about 20 minutes in. So she had already got like 10 fucking facials. I have never, ever fucked somebody that smelled like cum so much in my life. And it was not an aphrodisiac. It was the opposite. I don't know what the opposite of that is. But that's just, it was hard to keep my dick hard. And I don't want to my mouth, but then I'm like, I don't want to taste it either. Like,
that's so funny.
You're like, it was not.
I wonder about that. Like at that last event that we talked about that had the like 5 girls and 30 dudes, like at the end of the, closer to the end of the night, people were like starting to come on my face and I was like leaving it there because guys kept telling me they were close. So I was like, all right, let's just pile it on. And people were still fucking me as I'm like covered in cum. And I wonder about that. Like, are they okay with this? And to you guys that listen, totally tell me if you want me to clean myself off because I will. Or just straight up just hand, you don't even have to say anything. Just hand me a wet rag. I'll get the message.
Samantha's dream wasn't, she wanted that picture at the end.
That makes sense
then. And I was thinking back to the hotel though. Can you imagine the people that clean the next day? They're like, what the fuck happened in here last night? Like, this was the Vegas' biggest orgy last night. You'd missed out.
You missed out.
Can you imagine, like, oh man, I would not, I don't know if I would, because it's, when you go into a room, like, say you weren't part of the room that was doing the orgy.
Right.
And you come in later, it doesn't smell that good.
It doesn't smell that good.
It smells like dirty sex.
Dirty sex.
Like, I don't know how to, maybe some of our listeners don't know, but if you're in it, doing it, you don't smell the difference. Like, but if you walk in, like yeah. In the middle of that, you're like, oh fuck, I'm in the right room. anyway, and that was a really big room. Luckily, it's a really big room. It's kind of dissipated some of that, but what are you doing?
I'm trying to stretch my legs. It's falling. My foot's falling.
Can you put them over your head? So I'm building an epoxy table as well.
A river table.
Yeah, a river table with pink, because if you don't know me, I like pink.
He likes a lot of pink things.
Yeah, pussy.
I was going to say that.
God, well,
I'm going to be like pretty pink pussy.
Dude. I don't know, but should I talk about this one girl that came over last weekend?
If you want to.
I didn't like her. Her post or her profile.
Listen. I saw red flags everywhere.
Were they like really pictures of red flags on her profile?
Like, if you read this profile, I was like, oh, this is literal walk-in trouble. Like, this is...
So name some of those red flags. I didn't see none because I seen some pussy and some nice tits, and I was in. I was already... I didn't even read anything at that point.
I read the profile, and it was talking about how she was looking for a man that wants to get married and have kids right away, and she wants somebody that's going to take care of her, and she doesn't have to work, and she...
Sounds like every other girl in Fat Life at this point.
I'm not done. And then she starts to list out a long list of medical issues, which fair, okay? You know what? If you want to find somebody on not a dating site and treat it as a dating site and tell them, hey, I am looking for a lifelong partner, but I do have some issues, kind of fair. But then she also lists several... I don't know how to say this.
You're trying to be mean? Just fucking be mean. Just be mean.
But she gave such a long list. And she's like, if this is not what you're looking for, like, obviously, leave me alone. And she had reached out because she's in town for a concert that got canceled. Or a music festival that got canceled.
She was in town, and then they got canceled. And then her boyfriend went to jail. Well, not her boyfriend. A guy that was taking her to the concert. He went to jail. So she basically is SOL in the middle of Vegas with a suitcase and a phone.
Yeah. And so as
and a pretty pussy.
Reading the profile, I was like, I don't know if this is worth the amount of hassle. Because I know people have a tendency to like enjoy the way we treat unicorns. Like, I know women...
Like, nice and care for them and...
Yeah, which, like, obviously we're not going to stop or change that. But I know the way that their profile was presented, I felt like this is going to be one of those that it's
they did. They did ask if we needed a roommate like right away.
Basically, but. Like they were going to latch on, and it was going to be one of those things where I'm like, all right, I don't want to be the person that has to be the bad guy.
All I seen was like, I did see that stuff, but I'm like, I'm going to fuck her and put her back away. Like, I don't know, like.
People latch on to you.
I'm not trying to date this. Obviously, I'm not trying to date her because she's not dating material. She's 25, by the way. She didn't even go to her age.
I couldn't remember how.
She's 25. decently, like, I don't know, the picture, she was decent. She was like in the middle somewhere, you know, nothing like super hot, but also not like, oh my God. But in person, we met her in person and we're like, oh, I don't know. We're already invested though. So we're like, fuck, you know, like, you know, some of the people that have pictures are way better than what they look like in person.
Yeah.
You basically, when you take a picture on FetLife, you take a picture of all your good shit.
Right.
It's not like you're like, well, here's this and this and this and all my bad, but when you see a person, you get both. Well, I didn't get to see her good parts because they're covered by like skirts and underwear and shit, but.
Right.
I only could see the bad parts at that point. I'm like, oh shit. We might have, but we didn't want to be mean. So we still like, let's go and we'll give you to feed you and all that shit. We did have sex because she was still like, she had a good body. I liked her body still, even though she's red flag in her, everywhere else.
Okay, red flag.
Her, she had a really, really pretty pussy. Like it was really pretty.
She did. It was actually super.
She was cute tits. It was fun. And then Diane's like, I want him to, whatever. You all know like my name anyways. You want Mr. Swinger to, And what? You tell me, like, remember the interaction? You're like, I don't know what to do. She's kind of like, doesn't want that anymore. Because she did, was like.
Well, so I was telling her beforehand, I was like, hey, before we go out, I would love for Mr. Swinger to, like, fill you up with cum. And because on her profile, she talks about how she likes that shit because she's just trying to have kids, technically.
Yeah.
But,
they don't really say that, but you can read
like, between. She talks about like a breeding fetish. And I was like, I want you to walk around with this cum. Like, this is the thing that I want to happen. And, she's like, well, I don't know, because if we're going to end up going to the club, I feel like it's rude to the other men. And I'm like, listen.
Like, fuck them.
Yeah. I was like, listen. This is something I need in my life. I was like, if you need to clean yourself up afterwards, maybe. But I need Mr. to fucking fill you with his cum. Like, this is something I like.
So, we get in the room, and she... And I had read the profile enough, but to know, like, that she actually kind of wanted... Like, you could tell. She wants kids, and basically she wanted them as, like, as a stepping stone to government facilities or government substances, whatever. But
assistance?
Yeah, whatever. So... And Swinger's wife was like, oh yeah, he makes kids all the time. Like,
I was like, he's got six healthy kids.
And oh, I was yeah, like, yeah, first, my first thing was like, oh, she was like, he makes, and I was like, not anymore. And she was like, what are you doing?
Like, I gave him a look. Like, I swear to God, I will fucking stab you right now.
I was like, because they all left home, but I can still make more. I'm like, I had to like come back to, I definitely can try a lot. We can try. So I did get a.
Lean into the kink.
Yeah. I filled her pussy full of cum. It was fun. Like it was fun. She had a nice pussy. Like I think I fucked her twice that night, once in the morning before she went. We kind of like did push her kind of out. Like, we have to work all week. I'm sorry.
And she wanted to go on adventures and stuff anyways. Like, it would have been boring for her to have to like.
She just stayed here with
nothing. Yeah, we're like 25, 30 minutes from. The fun stuff of the touristy shit.
The strip.
Yeah.
So, it was fun. I did fuck a whole bunch of girls that weekend. They're like four. And, you remember them? There's a Chinese girl straight from China. Yeah. She can't even speak English. The coolest thing I got from that was we were doing the, text to, like, she would speak Chinese to her phone, and her phone would speak English to me.
It was cool.
And she converted whatever word she used, literally said, like, sex. I was like, what the fuck word is that? I want to know. Because sometimes they don't convert sex to sex. It's like, be with you or inside you or, you know.
Right.
And then she said my dick was sturdy. I was like, I have not got that compliment before in my life.
Yeah, she said that she looked on the profile and it looked strong and sturdy.
I was like, well, we can see what happens. No. Don't hit it with a hammer, but.
Don't hit it with a hammer.
They were a little older, so it wasn't. I was semi into it. They weren't quite. She wasn't quite my style or whatever, but it was fun, especially because she was straight from China.
Yeah, they were cool.
The guys spoke a lot more English, but both of them, basically, we were the first time they've ever been with. And we had met them a year ago at a club, and we had asked them to play, and they had declined.
I still don't recall this.
So they had declined, saying they're not ready, and I was like, no, it's okay. Like, you know, we never pressure anybody to play ever. And then they reached out to us, and they're like, oh, we remember you. We're like, really? And then finally it came to me, I was like, oh, and they're like, this is like fate that you're the people that took us to the club, and then now you're the people a year later to be our first people to fuck.
So you guys cute.
Yeah. And she was pretty horny. She was definitely horny. And
she's super into it.
She kissed like a, what was the animal I used?
I forgot.
So you got a really big slobbery mouth animal, like hippopotamus or something. Like it was,
I don't know.
It was the weirdest kiss. It was like kissing hippopotamus. Like big mouth open, slobber everywhere. And I'm like, ah. And I was trying not to, like, I felt like I couldn't breathe because if I breathe, I was going to inhale saliva and water and okay. Whatever. Like,
we're done talking about this.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
This is gross.
But she did do, obviously, with that kind of mouth, she did do good in the downstairs department.
Oh, my lands.
Her blowjobs were not bad.
Her blowjobs were bad. With your strong and sturdy
My sturdy piece of wood. So, that was fun. We did play with a couple that we played with, like, 3 years ago.
Ah, yes.
And they called you, like, Queen Latifah and a whole bunch of, like, your royalty.
They said it was, like, having sex with royalty, which, I don't know, man.
We're just people.
It was a lot of compliments. It was kind of weird.
No, not really, like, they weren't, like, normal, though. They were, like, really big.
Yeah, they were, like, extravagant compliments, which totally threw me off a little bit.
That girl was not bad. She wasn't, like, her picture. Her picture was a lot slimmer than her. But I still had fun. She had a nice pink pussy.
And we fucked them the day before they got married, by the way.
They were getting married the next day. We were supposed to fuck her in the wedding dress the day after the game bang, but whatever happened, she didn't feel good because that would have been cool as shit.
I seen pictures of the dress. It was super pretty, too.
Yeah. Although they gave me an idea for a thing in Vegas. And I did tell Swinger's wife about it. And maybe let us tell if this would be a thing that you would do. But they were like, we want to get married in Vegas and we want to have like a swinger type party game bang. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. Do you want to do it at the exact same time? Because I got you. And they're like, oh, wait, you could do that? I'm like, yeah, I can do whatever. I'm a fucking event host that specializes in sex. And then I was like thinking, like, wait a minute. This actually might be a good idea. Could you imagine Mr. Swinger's marrying you while he's, I don't know how big my dick is right now, 7 to 8 inches deep. And your wife, while he's like, do you say I do? Like, I'm moving right now on my hips, but
they can probably actually hear that shit.
And I was like, do you say I do? Well, I'm like, yeah. I think that would be cool. And people would probably pay, like, I wouldn't want to charge, but people would probably pay for that kind of shit. Because how else could you get...
Lifestyle...
They pay a lot of...
Are expensive as fuck.
I saw fucking people pay crazy fucking money for stupid shit like that. Like,
what are y'all doing for a living? I want to know.
Yeah, we want to go on a cruise in Hedo, but I mean, like, I do well, but I don't do that fucking well.
I know, everybody just assumes we're super rich. I don't know how to...
I just do good with my money, but... Yeah, they go, like, everyone's like, we've been to Hedo like 3 times this year. I'm like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we splurge. Splurge is the word they use for getting, like, the higher expensive rooms that have, like, hot tubs in the room on the beach. And I'm just like, y'all, what are you...
But we are going to one of our first big events this year.
We are.
Not in New Orleans.
I think it's like, I don't know how to actually say it with the accent. I'm not even going to try.
I don't know how to say it.
We met somebody from there and they said it perfectly and it was fantastic.
Yeah. Hopefully we can fuck her. I didn't get to fuck her because I was looking at the Northern Lights instead of fucking her.
Didn't you tell him it was like an emergency?
An emergency. I was actually fucking a unicorn primarily. That was the more the emergency. Anyways, I didn't get to fuck her, but hopefully we can fuck her when we go to New Orleans because that's where they're from. But we are going tonight in New Orleans. We will be there all week. So prior to the event and during the entire event. So if you are going and you want to see us,
say hi.
Meet us, and if you want to fuck us,
yes, please.
We don't, I hate to say, like, we don't say no very often, but we don't say no very often because
we sound like whores.
I sound like we don't have any, like,
standards.
Yeah. But in reality, people that meet us, they're all, like, cool. Like,
yeah.
It's not like we're, like, a whole bunch of fucking trash off the streets, like, hey, I want to do you.
basically.
So
not like that.
But we're not like judgmental. Like if you, I mean, obviously,
like if the vibes are right.
Yeah,
I don't know how to explain that.
Like the one girl we played with, she was a little bit bigger, not quite my type, but other things were my type. She had a really pretty pussy. She was really cool in her mouth. Like she, other parts were my type.
Right.
That weren't visual per se, you know.
I don't know if we've talked about the grayscale on this
podcast. I think we, yeah, I don't know. That's not today.
Not today.
So we don't just judge on your looks as the basis to that.
Yeah. Like,
some people could be not quite our type, but we still like to have fun with them.
We're not snobby.
Yeah, that's probably it. There's a lot of snobby. I think a lot of new people are way more snobby.
Not just new people, but the people that put on the show, like the famous swingers, they're snobby.
They want that perfect example. Like, we want like a girl that's like 25 to 30, blonde, 110 pounds. And the guy's got to be like Mr. Gray off the fucking BDSM. What's a fucking movie, you know, like
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey guy or some shit. Like they always have this example in their head of what their perfect time is. But our perfect time is more than one time. We like to have fun. And it doesn't matter on your looks all the way. We actually were judged a lot on our looks when we were first getting into this because I wasn't this hot when I was younger.
Because I wasn't this hot.
And you were too young, they didn't want you. That's what doesn't fucking make sense, but
they thought I didn't want to be in this. Here we are now. What's up?
So, I definitely looks better. I look better now. But we would get judged on our pictures. And people are like, no, we don't want you. I'm like, you didn't even fucking meet us. You got one picture. One.
Bitches.
Anyways, we don't do that. So, if you want to reach out to us, you can. And we will see how it goes. If you're a solo guy, we're still, I mean, even though we're doing the solo guy thing, like, we're not doing the solo guy, like, every dude that DMs her, if she had to fuck every dude that DM'd you, I don't think you'd get out of bed. Ever.
I feel like you're right.
So, if cool guy DMs, there's chances, but it's not like, I don't know. There's a million fucking dudes. We're not doing them all, I'm sorry. Even though we do more of them than we did last year.
Basically.
Most likely just find an event. That's the easiest way if you're solo is find an event that solo guys are allowed. Or what's our new, where we're going to do our new thing. We're announcing it on this podcast. Oh.
So I'm going to start a Discord today, probably. Discord server. And it's going to be a subscription-based Discord server. It is not going to be sex-based. It is going to be about getting to know me. And seeing my everyday life and learning about whatever the heck it is you guys want to learn about. Because apparently that's something people are interested in. And because of the fact that you actually care that much about me, I will be picking a solo man once a week to make content with. However you see fit. I guess not necessarily make content with, but spend time with. Because, like, if you want to take me out to dinner, we can do that. If you want to fuck me and paint me, we can do that. It gives us the chance to build a bit of a connection. You guys can get to know me a lot better. And because you care, I figured that was a fun thing to do.
So, like, obviously, like, right now we're not picking in, but this, but we will, you're going to announce on the podcast. It'll be announced only on the podcast. So oh, yeah. You have to listen. So you have to be two things. You have to be one inch, like, so it's kind of be like we, for our, like, we have fans that follow us on every fucking thing.
Yeah.
So, which is okay. Like, it's not like a derogatory thing, but you have to follow two things, the Discord and the podcast to be able to be in that. You don't have to. It's only to be in that runnings of, the only difference is, I don't know how, so we live in Vegas and we drive to other cities and stuff, but primarily this will be for Vegas people just because, and whatever she does with that person will be like up for discussion once you win. I don't think you're going to be like, okay, who are the Vegas guys? You're going to be like, if there's 20 people, you're going to put them all on. And every single time you have the same exact chance to win just because you won last week or were selected. It's not really winning. You can be selected again. It's just how the odds work. So
yeah.
But, and then at that point, she'll reach out and be like, so she'll say it on that podcast, and then you have to reach back out and be like, hey, I was selected. I heard my name on the podcast. We'll probably do it like in the middle of everyone. Because we use this podcast to tell about us more than just like, this is what we did. This is what we did this weekend. Or so. Anyways, there's going to be more on the Discord and more as this goes on.
It'll be a continuing discussion.
Yeah. It's not 100% like set up yet, I guess. It's just an idea that we're working on. I don't even have to start yet. So last night we played with a couple, and then the night before we played with a solo lady.
We did.
And I got a fill in both with Calm. It was freaking amazing, because last week sucked.
You can tell
them. I don't know if I want to tell them.
Tell them.
No, because it takes away from my name. Like, it's like.
I feel like he's taking this way too hard.
You feel like He-Man, and you come out, and you couldn't, like, take the jar off a fucking peanut butter lid. Your name is not He-Man no more. It's so, like P-Man or Wee-Man or I don't know.
You're so stupid. So I don't know if y'all have heard of this production company that is based out of Las Vegas. They are called...
Glory Hole Secrets.
Thank you. I was thinking really
hard. Oh my God.
They're called Glory Hole Secrets. And I think they do like a gangbang kind too. Or cream pie or some
cream
shit.
Cream pie gangbang is like an offshoot of them too. But you have to do the Glory Hole Secrets to get into any other productions. It's like how they select who can get a hard dick and who I don't know, who can show up on time. There's a multiple different things. But show up on time, hard dick, come in a few minutes. I had 1.5 of the 3 items.
I had 1.5.
So I showed up on time. So I did 4 days of filming. The first day, I showed up on time. I couldn't get it hard. I was so fucking nervous. I don't even know why I'm nervous. I fuck like 4 girls a week. I don't know. I fuck so many people, and it's like nature to me now. But I go there and I felt like I was the first person to put my dick in or touched, or it was.
And it's not even just like necessarily a glory hole thing, because he's used the glory hole at the club.
Yeah.
More than once.
And I confess, I did it. 2 months ago, there was a girl doing it, and there was nobody there. So I got off in like a minute or two, and I fucking went back in line. I did it again. Like I did two in a row. And so anyways, I put my dick in. It was kind of soft. I was hoping that her touching would get it hard. It did not. I called this one. I was like, 2 or 3 minutes. I'm like, this isn't working. So I was like, okay, I'm going to call. And they're like, no, it's okay. Like, it's obviously a different kind of experience, and people, it's new. And I'm like, all right, cool. The next day, I'm 5 minutes late. 5 minutes late, you don't fucking go in. So that means I came late twice that week. I was like, fuck. So then I'm like, all right, cool. I took a Cialis because I was like, I don't want to have to think about the, I don't ever have a problem getting a hard dick until it has high pressure. So I'm like, I'm just going to take the Cialis. I don't have to worry about that part then. And it did a lot better, but the girl, all these guys, so there was 10 guys. I was number 10, by the way, on this filming. And all the guys before me, they're like, this girl sucks. She does not know what she's doing. And I'm like, God damn, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is my, like, I'm trying to make up for the last 2 days right now. And I get, like, the worst glory hole gangbang girl ever. She did okay. I almost came. And then she'd go to the bathroom. And then they cut the film. I'm like, fuck you guys. Like, I'm never gonna. They're like, don't worry about it. Come tomorrow. I'm like, this is my last fucking shot. That's it. Like, they're not gonna give me one if I don't come now. Like, I literally not came 3 days in a row now. For them. I still went home and
for them.
So the next one, I'm like, you know what? I'm just not gonna worry about it. I'm just gonna like have fun and enjoy it and pretend like it's not a fucking film production. And guess what? I didn't fucking come again. But I was getting close, but they pulled me this time because I wasn't gonna pull myself because I knew that if I bail, that it's over. Well, they're like, you had too long, and they pulled me out of the glory hole. But my dick was hard. But anyways, it didn't work. It could not come in the glory hole on film.
It's okay, baby.
So, and I remember the first day I get to, like, what's your name? Mr. Spring, you're like, oh, this guy should be good. Fuck no, I was not good.
I feel like he's overthinking this.
So the guys that think that I'm like this fucking mad machine, Every day except those 4 days.
Every day except those 4 days.
But it happens to everybody, especially like, I think because I was nervous is the primary. And some guys get nervous at the gangbangs, and you can tell they are. They're in the corner shaking, and they, dude, it is.
I've been fucked by a dude that's straight up trembling. It's a thing.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And so I understand a little bit, because I'm like, just put your dick in the girl, man. She's right there. Like, what the fuck? I've been to like.
He's been humbled.
Over 4 gangbangs this week. It's not that hard. And then, I could not do the glory hole.
That's what it was. It was an humbling experience. That's what you needed.
The worst part of filming for Glory Hole Secrets was I couldn't fuck whenever I wanted to those 4 days because I'm saving my cum for them. Little did I know, I'm not going to give it to them. But I'm like, so as it was shot at lunch every single day. And so after lunch, I'm like, okay, drink more water. Don't come. I'm not coming. The next day, I usually fuck before I go to sleep, and I usually fuck before I go to work. So I could not do both of those, which really freaking sucked. And they shot 4 days in a row, which means 4 days in a row I couldn't do this. It was like I was sick, except I fuck more when I'm sick.
Yeah, he does.
If I don't have sex with you, I'm really sick.
Right.
But that sucked. Like, I was like, I want to have sex. And if somebody was like, hey, do you want to come out and fuck? I'm like, no, we can't. I'm filming for Glory Hole Secrets tomorrow. I can't.
I had a guy that wanted to eat like a cream pie that you made. And I was like, I'm sorry. He next week.
He can't come with me. I'm sorry. So that sucked. So I'm really glad that I'm not doing this no more. Oh, they did. Also, by the way. So I was paid to do these shoots, even though I didn't come. So this is the first actual time I was paid to have sex. And I feel like a hooker because I put my soft dick in. I pulled my soft dick out. I made $100 in 15 minutes. Okay? I understand what your girls are going through now. You just lay there. Another person does whatever they want. And you get some money. And then they leave. And I'm like, I could probably keep doing this. But I don't think they'll let me.
Stupid.
But they won't let me do this. But I understand a little bit now. Wow. It's easy money. Putting a soft dick in a hole and pulling it back out in 5 minutes and get $100. That's the easiest money I ever made. I feel bad for making it, but I was like, they're like, you get paid. And it was like, no, I did not earn that money. I didn't make it hard.
It's okay.
Okay. So anyways, that's over.
I
am going to talk about it on Wednesday at the Nerd Bar. We're doing comedy. I think we briefly talked about the comedy.
Oh, so he mentioned that he's doing stand-up. So every Wednesday here in Las Vegas on Fremont at the Nerd Bar at
7 p.m.
Is a open mic. Hosted by Skippy Sprinkles.
We know this guy from years ago.
He is a comedian. He's great. And we've been going to that. So if you're trying to catch us somewhere casually, that's where you want to catch us.
And that's going to be like, chill us. Like, we're not trying to fuck anybody there. We're just trying to like mingle and meet and tell some sexual jokes. Or I'm telling sexual jokes. Although the last 2 weeks, a girl has came with us both weeks. And so all the audience...
Two different unicorns.
They're like, he's fucking... They called me Mr. 500, the last one, because you guys haven't been around a little while, but I'm just over 500 girls now on my list of accomplishments.
Right.
And I don't count the Glory Hole girls, just FYI. I only count actual penis and vagina sex.
Basically.
Not basically.
Actually. So, I guess that's the word it should have been.
But that's fun. I don't know. I'm kind of like playing with this comedy thing. I feel like, and I think other people feel, I'm really funny, but I'm only funny like chatting normal, like my friends or we're at the club, or I don't go on stage and do joke one-liners. Like, that's not who I am. And this event, open mic session, you can't talk to the audience, which is primarily if I do stand up and I want to do it like more professionally or amateurly or whatever you want to call it, that's the way I will do it, is by heckling the audience or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it. And you're not allowed to do that here. I didn't know that the first time because I was like, I'm just going to just go and have fun. And I get there and he's like, no audience.
Interaction.
I'm like, Skippy, you're fucking me over right now. I don't have nothing. I literally did not write one note down at all. I was just going to come up here and talk to the audience and make fun of some of the comedians that were before me. He's like, okay, I got you. So when I go upstage, he's like, this is the only person that can talk to the audience, but he knew I wasn't going to be mean. Some people took advantage of talking to the audience and basically like trash a whole bunch of Indians and Chinese people or whatever. I don't trash them. I just fuck them.
Didn't.
That was funny. So I actually don't like making fun of people that I want to fuck. So I usually don't make fun of ladies at all.
Right.
Unless I fucked you. Like Serena's wife gets made fun of still here and there because she fucked me no matter.
Basically.
But if you want to come down, we are doing that every Wednesday.
It'll be fun.
You can meet us on a more of a personal level and talk to us. And if you come to Vegas, we actually have a really big house. It's not humongous, but it's decent. We have a spare room that's designed.
Set apart. Specifically yeah. for guests.
Yeah.
We have a guest room.
You don't have to fuck us to stay here, but that would be nice. A better version of you guys staying here. But we just like to share who we are and what we have. And part of that is the Vegas. Like, we have Vegas here. We get free shows. We can do that kind of stuff. We can pick it from the airport. Like, if you guys want to see Vegas on a swinger level, or maybe not so much. I don't know the not so much parts, but
yeah.
We do get a lot of discounts. And
yeah, we get discounts. We know a couple of good deals here and there, and we love a good adventure. Like, our this weekend was super mellow for us because I just needed to catch up on.
It wasn't super mellow. I fucked two people.
Hold on, chill. I'm done talking.
Okay.
So normally, like, our weekends would look like during the day we're at a day club, chilling by the poolside, staring at titties, socializing with other people. At night we're at either nightclubs, lifestyle clubs, or taking guests to the strip and stuff, and then eventually heading back to hotels and fucking. This weekend we didn't do any of the clubs. We went and looked at Northern Lights, fucked a cupcake, fucked a couple.
We did a club yesterday, club for the
weekend. Oh, and we went to 51.
But we went there to play with a couple.
Specifically.
And then we actually went to the club that we went for the day before, and the girl met us there, and then the lights came up, and we're like, we all laughed because we want to fuck her under the Northern Lights. It didn't work quite that way because it was super fucking cold. We took her back to our place, then that spare bedroom we talked about.
And fucked her.
And fucked her there.
It was great.
Her pussy full up. Actually, we didn't do the spare bedroom. We did our
bedroom. Well, we didn't. No. I just took her to my bed, and I was like, lay down. Open that pussy. It was great.
So
ate her pussy.
We do like shit, but basically the story is if you want to reach out to us to enjoy Vegas, or, you know, a little bit cheaper or a little bit more swinger, you don't have to stay here. I can get super, super good deals at hotels. So if you do want to come and you want to save some money on the hotels, definitely reach out.
Reach out to him before.
And you don't even, we can do the booking and everything. We don't have, definitely not even going to pressure you to fuck you at that point, like, because you're just doing your own thing. But if you wanted a deal and don't even care who we are, you can be like, hey, can you hook me up with that deal? And we can do that too. I'm a dining member at Caesars, so it will have to be Caesars. We can cut lines at Hell's Kitchen and like a lot of cool shit. Like, we have definitely figured out how to use Vegas for our benefit.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing last year, is using Vegas for us.
And it's been a lot of fun.
What's new this coming week? We're going to be in Washington.
Yep.
We're going to have two events.
Yep.
I'm getting a tattoo, more tattoo. All the people that haven't been here, I have a leg sleeve that will be done as of Saturday.
Yee.
What is my leg sleeve?
All Pennywise.
The whole leg is Pennywise. So when I'm fucking you, you're looking at Pennywise on my thigh. Right there in your fucking face.
I feel like I told them.
I don't know, maybe. But now the whole leg, leg is done. And then I'm probably going to reach from my thigh up to my chest through my right side. I don't know yet how, but I'm going to probably keep going. So we're doing that this weekend. Tattoo, some events, just chilling. I have a unicorn there I'm supposed to play with. Or a friend. I guess it's not really... I don't know if she's a unicorn, but...
I say friend because a lot of the time it's just the two of them.
Yeah. So I haven't talked to her. I have to reach back out. I'm like, you still want my dick? Because I still want your pussy.
Oh my lens.
She was way back, like number 80 or 70.
Isn't this the person that you went to school
with? We have a few seconds. This girl is one of my better, wasn't my best friend, but one of my better friend's daughters. So better friend in high school, his daughter. And I'm not ashamed.
Obviously, you're telling the whole world.
She's like 22 now. She was like 18 when I first played with her.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. It's on a podcast somewhere. I don't know if it still exists, but I went to her house not knowing that this is also my friend's house. And I'm sitting there and he comes out and he's like, Tim, which is my name.
Which is my name.
And I was like, right now, I don't know about what's going to happen. Either I'm going to get my ass beat or he's going to like high five me, but I'm not sure. It was the high five method per se and not in front of her because she had talked about me, but nobody knew it was me and I didn't know it was them. And now they know. So he has a Fet Life. She actually asked me for it. She's like, hey, does my dad have a Fet Life? I was like, yeah, show me your titty. I'll give you the Fet Life.
Oh, my God.
She was like, all right, deal. But he has reached out a couple times to try to fuck home my daughters and wives. And I'm like, hey, say hello to you. It's on you. I don't, like, it's on you, man. I'm not setting you up, though. Like,
yeah, it's not like he set her up.
Yeah, I didn't fucking, like, hey, is your daughter available? But it did give me an idea. When I have my reunion in the next couple of years, I'm not sure when it is, all those people that bullies, I'm going to figure out who the fuck their daughters are. I'm going to take them to the fucking reunion. And I'm just going to be like, remember that time you, like, were mean to me? Yeah.
Fucking your daughter. Yeah,
fucking your daughter.
You're so dumb.
As long as you're rating.
Right, yeah.
But they, I mean, at this point, I'm 46, so, like, it's pretty...
It's getting there.
Yeah. More than likely, they're over 18. Oh, the good days. Like
the good days.
They were popular for 2 years. I've been popular for like 10.
Oh, my lands.
They had their popularity, and it's gone. So anyways, we will wrap it up. Come to Washington's events, or come to the Nerd Bar. Come to our spare guest room in Vegas.
If you're trying to find his events,
pool party.
Find his Discord thing.
You have to find out on Fet Life. It's on Fet Life, or message me. If you're not, if you want to know about us, it's on Fet Life. Like, yeah. We use Fet Life 99% of the time.
I'm always on that.
So it's FetLife. It's like Facebook, but you know, nude.
Nude.
And they don't ban you easily, I guess.
His profile is gonna be Mr. MISTER_swinger. Mine's gonna be Swinger's Wife.
And they're linked together.
Or Swinger's _wife.
Find one, you find both.
Yeah.
Also, we have the Kinky Pineapple. It's Kinky-Pineapple on Fet Life. And we're going to start doing more of stuff through that profile. It's kind of newer, but it's going to take on its own life.
Yeah.
And I think that's, for the most part...
That's all of it, right?
Yeah, I don't know what we'll do next week, but probably more like local, like that week instead of the last fucking year.
Right. Obviously, if you guys have any questions, feel free to send them to us.
So it's easiest, if you want to be your voice on Heard, 253-590-8500 to get your like actual audio onto.
Like leave a voicemail.
Which what we prefer, and this is what we wanted a long, long time ago. We want to answer your questions, and it could be about us. It could be about my dick, about her vagina. I don't give a fuck. We'll answer.
Ask whatever you want.
Yeah. Or it could be like, it could be whatever. We don't care. So, all right.
Have a great week, y'all.
Have a good week. Fuck you later.
Oh, my lands.